This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's going to be a busy day for the presidential candidates. The AP's Donna Warder has this.
Republican Donald Trump will speak to the press this afternoon in Austin, Texas. Then he'll travel to Traverse City, Michigan for an evening rally. For Democrat Kamala Harris, she's expected to team up with Beyonce for a rally in Houston, Texas this evening. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Beyonce's song Freedom is the Harris campaign's anthem, and the song's message dovetails with Harris's push for reproductive freedom. She's banking on abortion rights as a major driver for voters, including Republican women. I'm Donna Warder.
Three Americans and a Russian are back on Earth.
And splashdown.
Four astronauts are back on Earth after a nearly 8-month space mission on the International Space Station.
On behalf of SpaceX, welcome home.
The SpaceX Dragon Endeavour capsule parachuted down until the Gulf of Mexico off the Florida coast in pre-dawn darkness and was hoisted aboard a recovery vessel. The four crew members should have returned 2 months ago, but safety concerns with Boeing's new Starliner crew capsule, followed by bad weather from Hurricane Milton, stalled their departure. Starliner test pilots Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams, who went up in June on a mission that was only supposed to last for 8 days, will stay on the ISS until February. Audio courtesy NASA TV. I'm Jennifer King.
Israeli strikes killed 38 people in Gaza and 3 journalists in Lebanon this morning, the deaths reported by Gaza health officials. International pressure is growing for a ceasefire. Dozens of people have died in the Philippines after a tropical storm blew through. Landslides, flooding, thousands were trapped. The National Weather Service says record heat is expected in the southern plains and to portions of the southeast, and one of the driest months on record will continue in parts of several states, including New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Texas. This is AP News. Now to a judge in Ohio blocking the state's strict abortion ban. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
A judge in Ohio's Hamilton County has ruled the state's so-called heartbeat law is unconstitutional. Hamilton County Judge Christian Jenkins says voters last year approved a constitutional right for people to make their own reproductive decisions and says that makes the state's ban unconstitutional. Jenkins says his ruling honors voters' wishes. The ban, when cardiac activity was detected around 6 weeks, briefly went into effect in 2022, but the ACLU sought an injunction. The state's attorney general was trying to get some provisions brought back, but Judge Jenkins says Ohio voters passed an amendment that protected the right to pre-viability abortion. The state is expected to appeal. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.